Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Pathetic instrument. Yeah. Doesn't actually, no paper is there, but
no.
But when you say the structure is similar, it's because the trigger point, the 5% being breached in terms of Quartier exactly. One is the same, right?
You know, so we've written and we've talked about the government wanting to restructure the RBS instruments.
Yeah.
And that would come as part of a sort of bigger picture looking, sort of re-looking at RBS's financial strength that would accompany its exit from the an insurance scheme that's protected its toxic assets since the financial crisis that it wants to come out of later this year.
Yeah,
so that would be a big package.
Exactly,
that would be a big package around that. You know, for Lloyds, the situation is very different. These are privately held. There's no rush. There's no pressing need for them to be restructured. There's definitely no rush on the bank's part for all the reasons we've said. I mean, yes, they're an expensive form of funding for Lloyds, but they're not going to want to pay a premium to investors to get them out of these when they don't need to. I think they do
because they would have to replace them with something else, which was more appropriate capital, which would have a higher trigger and could actually be, if it was a CoCo, probably more expensive
exactly.
for them to fund.
So they're not, you know, they definitely don't want to do what